Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
Look, Wooten. There are fire engines on your street.
The fire investigators don't think your house is salvageable. Oh. There isn't much left inside, and the structure itself isn't safe.
There's something to be said for starting over, you know, living simpler.
Wooten, you're gonna need a new house to put your simpler life into.
Yeah, but only if you'll share it with me.
What do you mean?
Penny?
Yes?
Will you marry me?
You asked Penny to marry you?
Mm-hmm. We were looking at my house. Well, you know, what's left of my house. And the moment seemed right.
Well, what did she say?
Well, what did you say? I think I said, what? Or maybe it was more like, what? Or it might have been, what?
But not yes?
Oh, I couldn't have said yes.
Why couldn't she say yes?
Well, she wants to know what it means to be married before she does it. She said...
What does it mean to be together for the rest of our lives? I mean, isn't it a good idea to know what I'm getting into before I say yes?
Yeah, of course it is. How did Wooten take your answer?
Well, I was a little disappointed, but I'd rather she said yes because she really meant yes than say yes for other reasons and be sorry later.
Ah, and her question is better than a no, unless no is the best answer for both of you. So, how will you go about exploring what it means to be married?
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out with it.
But this is good, right? You're doing your own premarital counseling.
I guess it's pre-premarital counseling.
Hmm. You are wise, Penny.
Oh, I should tell my parents.
So, what do you think, honey?
Well, considering how sudden it is, I guess it's a good idea.
Do you think it's sudden? I thought it was a long time coming. But I'm not talking about them, I want to know how you feel about it for you.
Well, you know, there's a tiny feeling of being left behind again. Mm. But it's okay. I'm all flowers and rainbows.
Really?
Uh-huh. I wonder if they'll want me to organize their wedding.
Well, she has to say yes first.
Hi.
I mean, ohayo gozaimasu.
Oh, konnichiwa. Are we doing Japanese for lunch today?
No, we have a group of Japanese art collectors coming in to see the shop.
Oh.
What are you up to?
Well, the fire chief said I could check out my house.
Oh, is it safe?
Yeah, on the outside. I'm not allowed inside what's left. I was kind of hoping you could come with me, but I guess...
Oh, I wish I could. Mm. You shouldn't go alone, Wooten. It could be emotionally difficult.
Oh, I'll be all right, Penny. If I'm overcome, I can just go next door to good old Mrs. Kramer for comfort.
She's known for that, in a not-at-all kind of way. What are you going to do about your house?
Well, I really don't know how to answer that without knowing your answer. There's no pressure, though. I'm not trying to nag.
I know you aren't.
Yeah, it's just a little awkward, since I don't know when we're talking about things in general or about, you know, the question.
Well, maybe we should give a signal when we're talking about what it means to be married.
Well, what kind of signal could we give?
Well, I could snap my fingers like this.
Okay.
Or clear my throat like this.
No, then I might think you have emphysema, or you need the Heimlich maneuver. How about this? You say, let's talk about what it means to be married, and then I'll know you want to talk about what it means to be married.
Okay, we can do that.
Okay.
Especially since my third signal involved a gymnastics move I haven't done for years. I could have pulled something.
Yeah, we better keep it simple then. But about the house, I'm meeting with the architect firm at 2 o'clock. Can you be there?
Oh, uh-huh. Oh, here comes my customers.
Oh, okay. Bye, Penny.
Bye, Wooten. Welcome to Henri's Art Gallery. Ohayo gozaimasu.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Oh, I really miss my house. The exit slide. The treehouse. The windmill bungee jumper. The solar-powered motorcycle ramp.
Pass it.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Kramer.
Are you allowed to be here?
Uh-huh, the fire chief gave me express permission.
In writing?
No.
Well, get it next time, all right?
Okay.
Look, dear, this isn't easy for me to say, but I am sorry for what happened.
Oh, thanks, Mrs. Kramer. That's kind of you.
I don't mean sorry that your house is gone, because frankly, I never liked it.
Yeah, you told me.
I mean, come on, it was inappropriate, and I saw a blight on the landscape. But I'm sorry in a neighborly way.
Well, I appreciate your sensitivity.
Yes, well, I hear I have your cousin to thank for burning it down.
Hadley tried to put out an electrical fire with a flammable robe.
Yes, well, those things happen.
I guess.
You're not going to rebuild, are you?
Oh, I hope to.
Like it was before?
Yeah, I'm going to meet with an architect firm to talk about it.
Well, don't get your hopes up.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, things have changed, Wooten, and we have to change along with them. That's how life works, dear. Keep moving or you die.
I thought that rule applied to sharks.
Oh, really? You think we're different from them?
Well, not some of us.
I'm just saying, don't get your hopes up.
You're being very cryptic.
It's a literary device.
Oh.
I work at the library, as you know.
Oh, sure.
I have also worked in the zoning office at City Hall.
Oh, nice.
Your architect will want to check the city's updated zoning laws before building anything here.
I'll make sure that happens.
Do.
So my neighbor, Mrs. Kramer, said we should look at the zoning laws before I rebuild my house. She hinted in a kind of unsubtle way that things have changed.
Okay, I'll look as part of the process.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm late.
Hiya, Penny. Mr. Parker and I were just looking at
Mr. Parker? Oh, I didn't know you were an architect.
No, only during the day. And please, call me David.
Yeah, he was just showing me a few designs.
I made a few modifications based on the changes you said you wanted from your previous house.
What do you think, Penny?
Wooten asked me to marry him.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case you were wondering why he wanted me to look at his house designs.
Congratulations.
Oh, she hadn't said yes yet.
Oh.
Which sounds a little weird since most of the time people say yes or no really fast.
Well, it's best not to rush into things.
That's what I say.
And I agree.
Mr. Parker, you're married.
I know.
So you can tell us what it really means to be married.
Means to be married.
Uh-huh.
Are you talking about things like commitment, trust, expectations?
Oh, those are good ones. Yes, I should write them down. I'll just start a list.
Hey, have you considered premarital counseling?
Or pre-engagement counseling in this case?
Sure.
Would you do that with us?
Would me?
Yeah, it's a great idea.
You and your wife, since you're married.
Well, we're not counselors.
Well, that's okay. We're not engaged.
Please, it would help us a lot.
Well, it is a little unexpected. Let me talk to Ava about it.
Us to counsel them about marriage? Really, David?
Uh-huh. What do you think?
Well, we have the experience. But that's different from giving advice. What if it goes wrong?
Our marriage?
Talking to them. What? Where are you?
City Hall. I'm checking out permits and zoning for Wooten's house. Are you saying you don't want to help them?
Oh, I don't know. What if we put them off marriage completely?
If you're that worried, then maybe we should get counseling.
No, we're all right. But it's a big responsibility. We'll have to prepare.
Okay. I'll be home in a little while.
I love you, David.
I love you too, Ava.
Here's the file, Mr. Parker. It's got the property details, and I grabbed the relevant zoning information, too.
Thanks.
You'll want to take a look at the sections highlighted right here, and then on this page here.
Oh, I appreciate it. Let's see. Ooh. Uh-oh.
Expectations, compatibility, priorities, beanbag cushions as legitimate forms of furniture.
Sounds like you're headed in the right direction to talk about a successful marriage.
Yeah, especially the beanbag cushions.
So, Penny's making a list?
And checking it twice.
Okay. Now I know what we'll be talking about over the next few days or weeks or months or years.
Well, years?
Well, not years, I'm sure.
We're talking about Pennywet. Don't forget what happened when she investigated being happy.
Ah, oh boy.
Yeah, but she learned a lot from that experience, I think.
I'm just saying she's unique when it comes to processing these kinds of things.
Well, I commend you both for getting help before taking the plunge. More marriages would survive if couples did this kind of thing first.
But Wooten, try not to be discouraged.
Oh, discouraged about what?
The roller coaster you two are about to ride.
Oh, I like roller coasters.
Uh-huh.
Wooten, since we're here at Hal's Diner, I was wondering about something.
Whether we should have the mouth-watering banana cream pie or the delectable apple pie?
Kinda. I was wondering how much we should eat out if we get married.
Oh, why were you wondering about that?
Well, see, I was thinking that maybe we should eat at home more to save money. Which means I'll have to cook at home, which could be difficult if I have to work late at the gallery, assuming I will continue to work at the gallery, which we haven't talked about, and we should, because you might expect that your wife will stay at home.
Oh.
In which case, I don't know how I feel about that, unless maybe you want me to work and you stay at home while you work on your comic books.
Well,
that means you'll cook dinner, which would suit me because I really like your cooking. But then we might decide it makes more sense to eat out to save time and energy. But that'll be really expensive, and now it's way too complicated, and I can't imagine how we're going to sort it all out.
Well, maybe we could just deal with the questions one at a time rather than in one panic-inducing monologue.
We can't, because we have to figure out our expectations.
Huh?
I read somewhere that unfulfilled expectations are a leading cause of marital difficulties.
Well, which kind of expectations do you mean? The kind you know about or the ones you don't know about?
The kind that,
Well, you know, it's like if you came here to Hal's Diner and you were expecting me to order you a slice of mouth-watering banana cream pie because I promised I would, and then I didn't do it, you might be disappointed with me because I didn't fulfill your expectation.
Okay.
But what if I didn't know you wanted a slice of mouth-watering banana cream pie and so I don't order one for you? Then you get here and your expectation isn't fulfilled.
But Wooten, you know how much I love their mouth-watering banana cream pie and that I would want to eat a slice while I'm here.
Yes, but sometimes you want their delectable apple pie instead. How am I supposed to know which one you'd want?
Because you're you and I'm me and you'll know.
So now I just learned one of your expectations, that I'll know what you want without you telling me?
Uh-huh.
Well, it might really be safer to ask. Penny, would you like a slice of mouth-watering banana cream pie?
I'd love one.
Zelda, two slices of your delicious banana cream pie.
Roll out.
Aww.
Oh, hey, look, it's a text from David Parker.
Oh, he's an architect and he knows how to text too? Wow, there's no end to what I don't know about him.
Yeah, he wants to meet about my house. And the emoticons he's using suggest trouble.
Okay, thanks for coming over so quickly. I hope I didn't interrupt anything.
Oh, no, we were at Hal's Diner.
Not having slices of their delicious banana cream pie.
Oh, boy, I haven't had their pie in a long time. Maybe Ava and I should go for a date night.
Oh.
You still date?
When we can. It lets us get away from the house and talk about something other than the kids.
So what do you talk about?
The kids. Oh, by the way, Ava said she'd be happy for us to meet with you, if you think it'll help with your pre-marriage or pre-engagement or whatever you're calling it at this stage.
We really should come up with a name for it, Wooten. How about pre-betrothal?
We can get biblical. B-C-trothal.
Pre-B-C.
Anyway, Wooten, I checked your property at City Hall, and there's a problem.
Did they discover I was digging for oil?
You were... No, nothing about oil.
You were digging for oil, Wooten?
Yeah, I had a day off.
The zoning laws that allowed for the unusual design of your house have changed. To build anything like it now requires a review by the city zoning board.
Is that bad?
Well, not bad, but it's a little more complicated because of the petition.
A petition? What petition?
It looks like most of your neighbors have signed a petition to stop you building a house like the one you had.
Most of my neighbors?
They signed a petition against Wooten? But they've always loved Wooten.
Well, they may love Wooten, but weren't crazy about his house. They want one that fits in with the overall look of the neighborhood.
But Wooten's house was there before that neighborhood.
I know. But that's not relevant now.
So I have to build a house that's like everyone else's?
Yes, unless you can get the organizer of the petition to withdraw it.
Who organized the petition?
Mrs. Kramer.
Bye.
Bassett.
Oh, hi, Mrs. Kramer.
I've been expecting you.
Well, I'm glad to meet that expectation. Hey, can we talk about your petition?
Yes, we can talk about it. But it won't change anything if you intend to build a house like the one you had, which I'm sure you do. I don't see you as the sort of a person who will want to live in a house like sane people live in.
Well, I knew you didn't like my house, but I never thought you'd get a whole petition against it.
Would anything else have worked? I mean, you're like a walking carnival, Bassett.
Thanks.
Too noisy, too disruptive. I mean, how many houses burned down because of a flammable blanket?
It was a rope.
Whatever. You should build somewhere else. In a neighborhood that suits you better. Like a vacant corner of Disneyland or New Zealand.
Well, thanks for the advice, Mrs. Kramer.
I always knew Mrs. Kramer could be cranky, but I'm surprised your neighbors agreed with her.
Well, me too, but she can be persuasive, I guess.
She probably threatened them with overdue library book fines.
Yeah. Well, there's bound to be something you can do.
Mm. You have to fight it. They can't just sign a petition and force you out.
Well, I won't be forced out if I just build a house that looks like everyone else's.
Is that what you want to do?
No. If I can't build the house I want in that neighborhood, then I don't want to live in that neighborhood.
So they win.
Is that winning?
It's not right, Wooten. You have to stand up to her. Show her. You won't be pushed around.
But am I supposed to care that much about what she thinks, Penny?
Well, yes, when what she thinks is stopping you from building your house. Mm. If she doesn't like it, then she should move.
You'll never talk her into doing that.
Then we should start our own petition. You have to do something, Wooten. Mm. You can't let her win. You were in that neighborhood long before she ever got there.
I'll figure it out, Penny. Please don't get upset.
It's too late. First, no banana cream pie, now this. It's a day of disappointments.
I'll get it. Hi, Wooten.
Hi, Ava.
Where's Penny?
Well, she came down with a terrible headache and sends her apologies. Oh. We don't have to meet if it's better for both of us to be here. I wouldn't want to waste your time.
Oh, no. It's not a waste of time. Oh. Come into the living room.
Oh, thank you.
David! Wooten is here. We banished the kids to their rooms so we can have privacy.
Hi, Wooten.
Hi.
Oh, where's...
Penny has a headache. Please, sit down.
Thanks. Actually, I think Penny's headache is because of the petition.
Oh, yes. David told me about that. She can't be very happy with Mrs. Kramer.
Yeah, she's not very happy with me either. She wants me to stand up to Mrs. Kramer. If I don't, then I must be a pushover or something.
Oh, that.
That?
What that?
Don't you remember, David, the landlord of our first apartment?
Oh, him.
Mm-hmm.
What him?
Oh, we had a landlord who tried to scam us with bogus charges. Oh. I didn't think it was worth fighting about. Ava did.
But it wasn't about the charges, Wooten. We were just married, and for me, it was a test. I wanted David to fight for us, to protect us. Most women want to believe their husbands will do that.
Banana cream pie.
What?
Hmm? An unfulfilled expectation I didn't know she had.
Those are the hardest kind.
And most of us don't even realize we have expectations until someone fails to meet them.
But then how can I fulfill an expectation I don't know she has until it's too late?
The same way we handle everything else in our relationships, with a lot of patience, grace, and forgiveness.
Okay, but Penny wants me to fight back somehow, and if I don't, then where are we?
Early on, David and I realized that we had to get all our expectations out in the open. David isn't the kind of man who's going to use his fists to resolve a problem. He doesn't make impulsive decisions.
You know, taking a guess, Wooten, I doubt Penny really wants you to fight the way she feels you should. And as it is, you won't have to.
Well, why not?
I was going over the details of your property and discovered something interesting.
It was a major site in the Campbell County Llama Battle of 1893. Woohoo! I've always had my suspicions.
No.
Oh, then what was it?
Good morning, Wooten.
Good morning, Connie. Is Penny awake?
Oh, she's getting ready for work.
Oh.
Come on in.
Wooten?
Hmm?
Why are you here? What's wrong?
Oh, nothing. Everything's perfect. I'm about to deal with the whole Mrs. Kramer problem.
You are?
Mm-hmm. How are you going to do that?
Well, I'm going over to her house and throw her out.
What?
You will?
Last I checked, that sort of behavior was against the law.
Well, it isn't when I'm dealing with a trespasser.
Hmm? She's trespassing? In her own house?
Uh-huh. David Parker discovered that my plot of land extends all the way to the other side of what she thinks is her land.
Oh.
It must have been a mix-up when the land was divided up for the housing development.
Mrs. Kramer's house is on your land?
Woohoo! It's official, on the deeds and the maps. So I'm gonna stand up to her just like you said, Penny, and throw her out. Just wanted you to know. See you, goodbye.
Wait a minute, Wooten, you can't do that.
Well, sure I can. You want me to be tough, then I'll be tough.
Well, not like that, though.
Well, tough is tough, Penny. There's no other way to be tough than to be tough.
How about I go make some coffee?
I don't know.
Well, then what would you like me to do? I can't let her live on my land, not after that whole petition or saying the things she said.
I know, but you can't, Wooten. It wouldn't be you.
Well, Penny, I know what you expect from a man, and I'm the man to deliver.
No.
No?
I'm sorry, Wooten, for expecting you to be like someone else.
Oh, then I can handle this my own way?
Yes. But what are you gonna do?
Yes. Bassett.
Oh, good morning, Mrs. Kramer.
If you're asking about the petition...
No, ma'am. I've given it some thought, and I've decided to make you a deal.
What kind of a deal?
Well, I'm going to sell my land to anybody in this neighborhood who wants to buy it at a price you will never find anywhere else. You can call it a fire sale.
Mm-hmm. What's the catch?
No catch. I'll even clear the land. Nobody will ever know my house was there.
I don't get it.
Well, it's simple. You can buy it, or any of our neighbors can buy it, or you can all go in on it together. It's all right here in this document, along with some special considerations that you might want to know.
This is the price?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Wooten, has anyone ever said you're a chump? No offense.
Oh, none taken.
Uh-huh. I'll get back to you.
Okay, but you might want to hurry.
I will. Bye.
Well, I didn't expect that.
It looks like Wooten and Penny are in for an interesting time as they explore what it means to get married. And I think we're going to learn a lot, too, about relationships with family and friends. You know, today's adventure is a good example. We saw Wooten and Penny deal with expectations. Not that there's anything wrong with having expectations, but they can cause a lot of problems when our expectations don't line up with reality. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation to focus on the family. First Things First was written and directed by Paul McCusker, with sound design by Jonathan Crow, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Jess Arnell, Katie Lee, Kimmy Robertson, Andre Stoika, Mark Evan Jackson, Mitzi McCall, and Amanda Troop. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.